Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Happy 1st of October. So excited to have you here, and I have a great announcement for you. We are going to be reading through the book of Genesis in the Message, which at least for this month, we'll be reading it in the Message, and I'm really excited to have you just listen to something you probably heard before. We're going to go through a lot of scripture. I'm going to read a whole chapter today, and I just pray that as I read it, the word of God would wash over you and encourage you. So let's go to Genesis 1. This is what it says. First this, God created the heavens and earth, all you see, all you don't see. Earth was a soup of nothingness, a bottomless emptiness, an inky blackness. God's spirit brooded like a bird above the watery abyss. God spoke light, and light appeared. God said that the light was good and separated light from dark. God named the light day. He named the dark night. It was evening. It was morning, day one. God spoke sky in the middle of the water, separate water from water. God made sky. He separated the water under sky from beneath the water above sky. And there it was. He named the sky heavens. It was evening. It was morning, day two. God spoke separate water beneath heaven, gather into one place, land appear. And there it was. God named the land earth. He named the pooled water ocean. God saw that it was good. God spoke, earth, green up, grow all varieties of seed-bearing plants, every sort of fruit-bearing tree, and there it was. Earth produced green seed-bearing plants, all varieties, and fruit-bearing trees of all sorts. God saw that it was good. It was evening. It was morning, day three. God spoke, lights, come out, shine in heaven's sky, separate day from night, mark seasons and days and years, lights in heaven's sky to give light to earth, and there it was. God made two big lights, the larger to take charge of day, the smaller to be in charge of night, and he made the stars. God placed them in the heavenly sky to light up earth and oversee day and night, to separate light and dark. God saw that it was good. It was evening. It was morning, day four. God spoke, swarm, ocean with fish and all sea life, birds fly through the sky over earth. God created huge whales, all the swarm of life in the waters and every kind of species of flying birds. God saw that it was good. God blessed them, prosper, reproduce, fill ocean, birds reproduce on earth. It was evening, it was morning, day five. God spoke, earth, generate life, every sort and kind, cattle and reptiles and wild animals, all kinds. And there it was, wild animals of every kind, cattle of all kinds, every sort of reptile and bug. God saw that it was good. God spoke, let us make human beings in our image, make them reflecting our nature so they can be responsible for the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the cattle, and yes, earth itself, and every animal that moves on the face of the earth. God created human beings. He created them godlike, reflecting God's nature. He created them male and female. God blessed them, prosper, reproduce, fill the earth, take charge, be responsible for fish in the sea and birds in the air, for every living thing that moves on the face of the earth. Then God said, I've given you every sort of seed-bearing plant on earth and every kind of fruit-bearing tree, given them to you for food, to all animals and all birds, everything that moves and breathes. I give whatever grows out of the ground for food, and there it was. God looked over everything he had made. It was so good, so very good. It was evening. It was morning. Day six. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I thank you for my friend listening today, and I pray for those who are walking into something brand new, a genesis of life. Maybe they're facing a transition or a grief that they're grieving for the first time, or a new job or a new opportunity or a grandchild or a baby or the hope of a baby or the hope of marriage, and they're walking into new territory of trust in you. Lord, I pray that you would meet them there. You are the one who created them. You won't go behind and before. You go walk and, boy, I can't talk today. I can't pray today. You go beside them as they walk. And Lord, thank you. Thank you that even in my mistakes, as I pray, you are with me and you are with them. Lord, for those who are discouraged, who believe that they are not seen by you, I pray that you would specifically encourage them this week that you see them. You created them. You know their heart. You are their father. You know the intricacies of their lives and of their health, and you are not far off. You are the God who is near. I pray you would speak life over them in very specific ways. Lord, I pray for the suicidal, and I pray, Father, that you would help them see that they are created to have a purpose on this earth, to bring light into your kingdom, and Lord, to spread light in this world of darkness. Lord, we lift up all the geopolitical things going on throughout the whole wide world. And we could get discouraged with that, Lord, but we know that you hold the whole earth in your hands. We know that everything that we see, you have created. And so we rest in the fact that you are in control, you're powerful, you're sovereign over all creation, and we can have peace in that. Lord, would you deliver to us the shalom that we need, that deep sense of well-being and peace that we just desperately want right now. Be so near as our breath, as near as our thoughts, I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for tuning in. And also thanks to all of you who have left a little, what are those called? Reviews. wherever you're listening to this podcast, let's just help get the podcast into the hands of more folks. We're in over 150 countries now, which is super exciting. So if you're listening from another country other than the United States of America, where I am in Texas, a big y'all and howdy from here. And thanks for listening. Have a great day.